Hi guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And Tara.
And today we have an elementary lesson for you about coffee.
Right, so it's getting warmer.
Yeah, really warm.
And you may, instead of a hot coffee, you may prefer to have an iced coffee or a cold coffee.
Mm-hmm, yeah, but these days there's this new kind of coffee, especially at Starbucks.
Called cold brew coffee.
Cold brew coffee. So today we're going to learn about cold brew coffee. What is it?
Right, so we have a dialogue between a barista or a coffee maker and a customer, and basically the customer is going to learn all about cold brew coffee.
So let's take a listen to the dialogue twice and take a look.
Great.
Dialogue first time.
Hi there, what can I get for you?
I'd like a grande iced Americano, please.
Have you tried our new cold brew coffee?
Oh, is that different than an iced Americano?
Yes, a little. It's coffee that is brewed in cold water instead of hot water.
Does it taste different?
It has a richer taste. Many people prefer it.
Okay, I'll try it, but with half ice, please.
Actually, there's no ice in cold brew. Would you like it sweetened?
Yes, but just half sweet, please.
No problem. We also have non-fat and soy milk by the pickup counter.
Thank you.
Dialogue, second time.
Hi there, what can I get for you?
I'd like a grande iced Americano, please.
Have you tried our new cold brew coffee?
Oh, is that different than an iced Americano?
Yes, a little. It's coffee that is brewed in cold water instead of hot water.
Does it taste different?
It has a richer taste. Many people prefer it.
Okay, I'll try it, but with half ice, please.
Actually, there's no ice in cold brew. Would you like it sweetened?
Yes, but just half sweet, please.
No problem. We also have non-fat and soy milk by the pickup counter.
Thank you.
So, we just heard a dialogue between a barista and a customer, and the barista starts by saying, "Hi there, what can I get for you?"
Right, so we've seen this expression before. It just means, what would you like to order?
What do you want? But it's still polite.
It's more polite.
More polite than what do you want, yeah.
And the customer says that she'd like a grande iced Americano, please.
Oh, yeah. So right away, grande, this is the size. It's not pronounced grand or grand.
Right. We say that E at the end of it.
Grande, yeah.
And I believe it's 16 ounces.
16 ounces. Okay. It's kind of big.
It's a big.
A little bit big.
Yeah.
Then the iced Americano, this is the spelling here is I-C-E-D.
Right. So this is the adjective. Something that has ice in it.
To make it ice. So we say iced.
Right.
Yeah,
so
make sure. Yeah.
In summertime, I love iced tea.
Oh, iced tea.
Yes.
Yeah. Or if you want iced Americano. An Americano is the espresso with hot water.
Right. Yeah. So it's a little strong,
Yeah.
But it's kind of pure.
Yes.
No milk.
And what does the barista ask the customer?
Have you tried our new cold brew coffee?
Oh, yeah. So before she orders, cold brew. Now, brew is both a verb and a noun. It means to make the coffee.
Right. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about tea or coffee or beer.
Yeah, or beer, yeah.
And we use the verb brew.
Yeah, it's when you're mixing the coffee in the water. That's, you're preparing.
Exactly.
You're preparing the coffee.
Yeah.
And so this cold brew, it's not hot. It's never hot.
Yes, I've never tried this. So the customer has never heard of this and said, oh, is that different than an iced Americano? So she's never heard of it either.
Yeah, and you can use the after different from or different than.
Yes.
If you want to know different things about iced Americano or cold brew.
Right, how they are different. And what does the barista say?
Well, yeah, it's a little different. It's coffee that is brewed in cold water instead of hot water. So instead of is like not this, but that.
Right. Okay? It's replacing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In place of. So actually, yeah, cold brew. So iced Americano, it's hot. They put ice in it.
To make it cold.
To make it cold. But cold brew is never hot.
Ah.
The water starts cold and finishes cold.
It's, okay.
Yeah. So it actually takes a long time.
Yeah.
You put the coffee in the water. You put it in the refrigerator. It's always cold, so it takes a long time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Even overnight, you have to wait a long time. So it's a long process to make.
So it steeps overnight.
It steeps overnight, like tea, yeah.
Right. So the verb there, steep, that just means it kind of, the flavor comes out of the beans or the
coffee,
tea.
Beans. Yeah. So the customer asks, okay, well, does it taste different?
And the barista says it has a richer taste.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So a richer taste is a full taste.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if you imagine chocolate cake.
Yeah. Chocolate cake is very rich.
It's very rich. So very
strong.
Sweet and strong and maybe a little heavy.
A heavy taste.
So some people like rich coffee. Mm-hmm. You like rich coffee.
I do. Yeah. Yes. Full taste.
Full taste. Mm-hmm. And many people like you prefer it.
Yeah, so prefer. This is a great word. They like it more.
Like something better?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Better. So I prefer mild coffee over rich coffee.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Because mild coffee has more caffeine.
Okay, yeah. And I prefer ice cream cake over chocolate cake.
Okay.
Yeah, I love ice cream.
I don't like chocolate or ice cream.
Okay,
I'm weird.
Okay. And if you are comparing those two things, like ice cream cake and chocolate cake, we use the preposition over. I prefer
A over B.
Yeah, this over that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the customer, does she think this is a neat thing to try?
Yeah, she wants to try it. So she says, I'll try it, but with half ice, please.
Right. So she wants a half iced coffee.
Yeah, yeah. So only the ice is only half full.
Right.
And you can say this for other things, as we'll see, like half sweet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And what would you say if you didn't want any ice?
No ice.
No ice.
No ice, please.
Pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the barista then says, actually, there's no ice in cold brew.
Right. Yeah. So you don't need, because it's already cold when you begin making it, when you prepare it, it doesn't need any ice.
Right. Mm-hmm. But he does ask, would you like it sweetened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can make it sweet. This means make it sweet or sweeter.
Right, so to add sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with sugar or syrup. Yeah.
Or syrup or a sugar substitute.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then does the customer really want something super sweet?
No. She wants a little sweet, but not really sweet. So she says half sweet.
Right. Mm-hmm. So one pump instead of two.
Yeah. Yeah. If I get something sweet, I don't like it really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a sweet tooth.
You don't have a sweet tooth?
Yes. I don't have a sweet tooth, except when it's cookies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I am always the sweet tooth.
Okay. Yeah.
And now the barista then says, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And the barista also makes a recommendation or suggestion. We also have non-fat and soy milk by the pickup counter.
Right. So when she's talking about half sweet, it means that she doesn't want a lot of sugar or maybe she's trying to not have a lot of calories in her drink.
Yeah.
So that's usually a hint that they might want non-fat milk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So fat with no milk or sorry, milk with no fat.
Yeah.
Very light milk.
Mm-hmm. We can also have non-fat yogurt.
Right.
Non-fat ice cream.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, or another option that people often use is soy milk.
Made from soybean.
Right.
Not like soy sauce.
No, no, not salty.
Soy milk. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And by the pickup counter.
Okay, so pickup, basically, pick up, lift. I'll
go get.
Go get the food. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the counter, just like the shelf?
Mm-hmm, yeah. This, when you order at Starbucks, you order at the first place, then you go to the second place to get your coffee. That's
right.
Like a table where you get something.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you have the counter where mm-hmm. you pay mm-hmm. an order, and then the counter where you pick up mm-hmm. your drink.
You can also have a counter in a kitchen, kitchen counter.
Kitchen counter.
Where you make the food.
And then the customer says, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, always remember to say thank you.
Yes. So let's take a listen to the dialogue one more time.
Okay.
Dialogue first time.
Hi there. What can I get for you?
I'd like a grande iced Americano, please.
Have you tried our new cold brew coffee?
Oh, is that different than an iced Americano?
Yes, a little. It's coffee that is brewed in cold water instead of hot water.
Does it taste different?
It has a richer taste. Many people prefer it.
Okay, I'll try it, but with half ice, please.
Actually, there's no ice in cold brew. Would you like it sweetened?
Yes, but just half sweet, please.
No problem. We also have non-fat and soy milk by the pickup counter.
Thank you.
Dialogue, second time.
Hi there, what can I get for you?
I'd like a grande iced Americano, please.
Have you tried our new cold brew coffee?
Oh, is that different than an iced Americano?
Yes, a little. It's coffee that is brewed in cold water instead of hot water.
Does it taste different?
It has a richer taste. Many people prefer it.
Okay, I'll try it, but with half ice, please.
Actually, there's no ice in cold brew. Would you like it sweetened?
Yes, but just half sweet, please.
No problem. We also have non-fat and soy milk by the pickup counter.
Thank you.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue again. Today we learned a lot of great words about ordering coffee.
Mm-hmm. So we learned about cold brew, which
iced.
I didn't know about.
Oh, yeah, iced coffee as well.
And iced coffee. And we also learned some really useful words like half sweet mm-hmm. or half ice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you don't like something very sweet. We also learned sweetened.
Yes.
To make it more sweet.
Right. So,
sweeter.
You know, even if you don't like coffee, mm-hmm. You may drink tea or mm-hmm. you may drink bubble tea.
Oh, yeah.
And bubble tea can be really sweet, mm-hmm. so you may want to ask for half ice mm-hmm. and half sweet the mm-hmm. next time you get it.
Yeah. So have you tried cold brew? Or what do you think? You can let us know in the comments.
Great. Take care.
See you next time.